Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight, and it's good to talk to you again. You know, I've released a lot of music over this past decade, and I'm very happy to do that, but also, more importantly, I'm very happy to share with you. And again, thanks to you to all who listened and who were inquiring about me, my music, my podcast. I'm going to continue to do podcasts. So thank you very much. As I come around, as we get older, music will always be important to me, you know. In case you don't know, it's already been known that I released the song "I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True," which was released last week, and I hope you like it. If you haven't heard it, here it is. Well, anyway, before we get started, I just want to say that Hollywood Dreams song was about me coming to Hollywood and going for that dream. It's been a time-consuming process to try to succeed and make it come true. But again, if you haven't heard it, you'll hear it here, at least some of it. You can hear it for free on iHeart, Spotify, Deezer. In fact, you don't have to pay or anything. It's there for you to enjoy. As a professional songwriter, singer-songwriter, and that rotation, I say thank you. I really do say thank you for listening, and thank you for listening to my podcast. Tribulations of being an artist for many years. I've been in LA for many years, and you know, it's just belief in making some effort at going for that dream. You know, going on stage, releasing a record, making demos, and belief, and of course, all the thorns at the side, whether within or outside that. Correspond to wanting to take those dreams away, being put down, rejections, all that stuff. I even had people say crazy things or illegal things, like I put on the Twitter, like they peeped in my home. I'm like, there's no way they could do that. That's impossible. And heard me playing my new songs and stealing my new songs that I play on my keyboard. I mean, that's really desperate and evil and illegal, you know? But as I tell you, despite all these nonsense allegations and impossible or whatever, I published and copyrighted all my songs. I'm in control of my catalog. All this song, I Want My Hollywood Dream Come True. And, you know, this song here. Thank you.
shy, but I'm a real nice guy. Excuse me, hello. I really want you to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
I really want my, I really want to get to know you. I apologize. Just having fun. And this is 2022. So happy new year. Well, anyway, I want to say that I really want to get to know you is just about wanting to be with somebody, you know. The great thing about doing these songs is not just singing it, because singing it is such a great opportunity to express myself creatively, and to sing the words and being part of the production is great. But what just as is great is being a part of the songwriting. The lyrics or the music, coming up with ideas, the collaborations to be involved in the song. I feel very fortunate and blessed to at least get to that, to be a part of that, of this situation, to make that recording, you know. So much goes into it, and the producing as well. So it really is, it's just something that's just that I've been doing for years, and it's part of my heart and soul. That's why I was mentioning about earlier, before I played the song, this the song I really was in relation to my catalog. I own it, you know, and the struggles to make my dreams come true. So please, if you have any concerns, or if you are wondering who owns what song, or who owns what, you can just look on Spotify to show all the credits of all the songwriters. I wanted to let you know that there is one song, it's Outkast, that was on Legacy Songs, and the credits say David Waterbury. It is true that David Waterbury was involved in the songwriting, but I wanted to let you know I was also involved in the songwriting as well. So I was involved in all my songs. You can check it out on Broadcast Incorporated and look up these songs, or you can check it out on U.S. Copyright Office. I own everyone. So I wanted to leave it there. And, you know, when I written this new song, I Want My Hollywood Dreams Come True, it's just a part of what I've been doing for years. Being an artist is just a it's part of a development that has embraced my individuality for many years since I was a child. I wasn't as aware of this development as a child, as a teenager, until my late teenagehood, and it just hit, you know, it just really went. It's like just, I had, you know. And being an artist has this, it's great to be an artist, but, you know, the creative lifestyle for me involves ups and downs and flows of creativity. But for me, it's been so many ups. The only downs were just, you know, coming up with ideas and finding, you know, my own expression within those ideas, and being successful at getting my music out. And, you know, it's one step at a time. So I, as a pop singer and as a songwriter and involved in the producing of these songs, I wanted to say thank you. Because doing it is so great. I mean, it's just such a natural flow. It makes me feel good when I write a lyric, or I come up with an idea about the music, or involved in the process. Because the truth of the matter is, when I came out to L.A., Hollywood, at a very young age, when I wanted to be in the music business, it was all about just wanting to be on stage, get on stage and sing. And I wasn't aware of the business side because it is a business. And I wasn't aware of the other aspect of the music business, which is just as important as performing, I believe, the songwriting. The song that the singer or the band plays is so important. I wasn't as aware of that until I came out here, and then, after a period of time, you know, just trying to perform and singing other people's music, then I realized, okay, we got to write my own song. I'm like, write my own song. And I realized there are words to be made up for a song for me to sing. So I have to be involved in writing these words, which are called music, which are so important to the songwriting for me to sing. But then I also realized there's a melody on the keyboard or the guitar that's played and played over that goes on the recording and is composed and is the music. So the lyrics and the music go hand in hand. What the words that you hear from my recordings and the music that was made with the words is so important, and I'm glad to be a part of it. So I'm just going to do a few more songs, and then I'll show you where I'm at. You heard about Unique. Boy, you know, that has been a dilemma for me, you know, being who I am. This is what people consider me so much more, my own originality. I feel that over time, you know, at the beginning, you know, I don't know, I don't look like I don't have a similar style like other artists or big artists who came and went, and then I realized it's a great asset to be original. So I like to have, I have my own style in the way I come across with the way I talk, the way I act, my lifestyle, and that's good. So if it don't bother anybody, then there's nothing wrong with it. Because I was made to be who I am, and God made me who I am. But Unique is a part of the process of coming up with a different concept about music. And also the other aspect is that it has been to some people a liability, which I've written about, because they didn't think I had a certain music or certain image or certain, and it was all superficial and so ignorant to the process of what a creative person should be. But I also realized in the overall process, most people don't think like that. Experiences I had when I was younger. So as I got older, I became more aware that it's great to have my own style. And Unique is a rock song. I was I am a rock singer, because when I first came out here, I was a rock and roller. I was really into rock. I was pretty much a rock and roller. I had my own style, my own way of writing songs, and especially singing them at little clubs on the West Hollywood on Sunset, Santa Monica Boulevard. I sang there. I sang at a place on Fountain Avenue. I sang in the San Fernando Valley on Ventura Boulevard. I sang in Woodland Hills. I sang in Reseda. I sang in a lot downtown LA. So I did a lot at more so many shows when I came out here and did all this stuff. So it's great to be unique, and it's great to write about it because it's really an asset. Bring a new innovations or new aspects to my personality, and I bring it to my music. And the next song that I wanted to talk about, and you can listen to all these songs, to say that was that is why I fell in love with you. It was one of my first pop songs I made. Actually, it wasn't my first pop song I made, singing, but it's a great song to do. I've written so many rock and pop songs. I even did my own song, I Do Love You, that I've written on the keyboard, and I decided not to do it. It was not as for preparation vocally as you heard, like in other recordings, but it was great to do it raw from the keyboard. I Do Love You. You can check out all these 7 albums and Hollywood Dreams Come True Part 2. Please check it out on Spotify, Deezer. You can check it out on Spotify, Deezer, Apple. It's there for you to enjoy. It really is. But, you know, it's part of that dream to go to make it in Hollywood. And the Hollywood dream has always been part of my psyche because it's, you know, my artist. I came out here and I saw the Hollywood sign. And that's a symbol of making dreams come true. And I wanted to say that thank you for listening. And I feel blessed to at least have my songs be released to the public for them to listen to and to potentially buy, because it's there for you. And thank you for listening. I will do another podcast. And remember, if you have any Hollywood dreams, may them all come true. Really. Because it's a life. It's a life. You know? It's a life. So with that, I say thank you, and I really thank you for everything. Singer, songwriter, musician.